and maybe some thunder.
Thunder and snow.
Yeah, I know. Thunder snow. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
You haven't? Thunder snow?
Sounds like a character on that Hercules TV show.
Oh no! It's thunder snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch the Hercules cartoon?
No. The live action version.
Don't lie to me.
Starring Kevin Sorbo.
Oh. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're referencing?
Yeah.
Hercules, The Unbelievable Journey or something. What's it called?
I can't remember.
A New Hope?
It's like Beastmaster, only less gay.
Sure.
Barely.
Oh, man. To recap, I ran into a situation involving an old person last week. Now, I know I usually, if I have an incident involving an old person that I think deserves to be on the show, I throw it right on the air immediately. But this is one I needed to sit back and think about a bit before I went crazy on. Usually I'm fine going crazy on things, you know, just for whatever reason. But today I felt it was extra important to take time and think about this. Basically, old woman goes into the gas station and starts screaming about how, you know, she didn't get a receipt initially from her gas pump. They check, well, no, you didn't pay. I'll put my card in there, though. And that was her voice. That was her voice. Or that's at least as close as to her voice as we're going to get on this show. I paid. No, I slid my card in there and everything. It was, oh. You know, and they're like, well, and the guy's trying to explain, well, maybe there's some, you know, maybe something on the card. It just didn't read right. And so, you know, it didn't work. So she demanded that it be proven to her that she didn't get charged the first time before she paid again. And I thought, you know what, maybe it was all just old person confusion. But the way she reacted, like she was so spontaneous, she was just so non-spontaneous with her responses. She's like, I just need to get my receipt for my pump over there. It says you haven't paid. What? It says I haven't paid? It's like, whoa, dude barely even finished his response. So something was curious there. And beyond that anyway, let's say she's perfectly innocent. There are old people who are evil, you know? Not pure evil, I mean, not like Dahmer evil or BTK evil or anything like that, you know? But they have, they use their oldness to get ahead and to get like free things, you know? So you already get the senior discount that the rest of us don't get, you know? You already have the senior menu, and now you're trying to scam us out of more money? In the meantime, there are old people who are getting scammed, right? And then you have your old people who are just like the rest of us. They're normal, they can defend themselves from scams, and they're not taking advantage of anything. So, what kind of old person will you be? I mean, maybe there's even one outside of the boundaries we've laid out here. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead, what kind of old person will you be?
I'm not sure. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
What was that? Hello?
Yes. Are you calling about being an old person?
Hey, what will I be like when I'm older?
Yeah, what will you be like when you're older? Are you asking me?
What?
Hey, I think we're on.
I think you'll be very confused when you're an old person.
You think I'll be very confused?
That's my answer.
I think I am confused.
It seems like it, yeah.
I'll be very confused.
I said you do not know what you're confused. I'm not asking.
Here, my friend Taylor wants to talk to you. Here you go, Taylor. Hello?
Yeah, are you guys on a bus or something? Or what's going on here? Are you in class?
Yes, we're on the bus. What?
Never mind. We gotta go. That was not the high lady call we promised. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Do you think my prediction was right? What kind of old person she'd be?
Yeah.
Right on there. Okay. What kind of old person do you think you'll be?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey there.
I know what kind of old man I'm going to be.
What's that?
I'll be that dirty old man.
Are you? You really think so?
I'll be running around chasing them nurses in the old folks' home.
Copping a feel and everything, huh?
Oh, yeah. What the hell? Go out with the bang, you know.
Yeah, when it comes to that point, you know, since your bowels will be a little bit looser, you could even get real kinky with stuff.
I don't know about all that. I ain't talking about pulling R. Kelly on nobody.
Nice.